In the first chapter of Mark, which is our gospel for this liturgical year, Christ opens his ministry by saying, "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." When Jesus first appeared, many of his followers wanted Jesus to lead a revolution, a war of independence, if you will. Israel was occupied by an oppressive Roman Empire, and now in Jesus, the Messiah had appeared, and Israel was going to be delivered. It was time for Rome to get what was coming. But that's not what happened. Jesus didn't lead a revolution. Jesus didn't topple anyone. Jesus wound up dead. A criminal killed between other criminals on a cross, the most humiliating form of capital punishment that the Roman Empire could think of. Jesus' kingdom didn't look like his followers in the first century expected, and it continues to look different than what many people would like. For us in the 21st century, as American Christians, it seems impossible for us to think about God's kingdom in any other way than our political realities. We imagine it as either the triumph of conservative values or liberal ideals as they are put into policy. We live in a time in which, for us, Christians regularly wrestle over who is the most godly candidate or what policies are the most biblical. That mentality isn't right either. Jesus' kingdom wouldn't be brought about in the first century by a revolution, and it won't be brought about in the 21st by a democratic election. Both of these ideas, and many more like them, can lead and have led Christians to think that we can bring about God's kingdom on earth, that it's fundamentally brought about in the same way as any other earthly kingdom, except with a little bit more God thrown in. We imagine that God's kingdom somehow needs us. This, in turn, leads to much anxiety for those of us in the church, anxiety about whether or not we're being successful. When the kingdom depends on us, seeking after ways to measure the kingdom becomes of the utmost importance. We start worrying about church attendance, the amount of giving that's going on, the number of ordinations we have, the average age of our members, the frequency of prayer in schools, how religious our leaders are, how Christians our activities are, etc., etc. But thankfully, God's kingdom isn't up to us. In our gospel today, Christ says that the kingdom of God is like a seed sown in the ground, which sprouts without the help or effort of the sower. The earth produces of itself, says the gospel, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain and the head. The sower doesn't even know how it happens. It just does. You plant a seed in the ground and it does its thing. And the same is true of God's kingdom. When God's kingdom is sown in the world, it does its thing, bringing life and wholeness where there is death, bringing forgiveness where there is guilt, bringing reconciliation where there is only discord. And God doesn't need us to do that. God doesn't need us to vote the kingdom of God into office, or to establish his reign through a revolution, or by a better church marketing campaign. The kingdom of God came near in the person of Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of God was firmly and unshakably established on earth through Christ's life, death, and resurrection. God doesn't need us to reinvent the wheel. God doesn't need us to do what he has already accomplished. We don't have to concern ourselves with the how of God's kingdom. We don't need to worry about building it in the world or establishing it. The kingdom has come, the kingdom is at work, and God is reigning. We don't know the details, but we know what it looks like. This doesn't let us off the hook. This doesn't mean that we as Christians should just sit back and twiddle our thumbs and call it a day. Our task is to be like the sower. The sower may not know how the seed sprouts and grows, but he can see it sprouting and growing. When I was in kindergarten, we did a science experiment that I imagine many of you have done and many of your kids have done, where we took a cup of dirt and we put it in a plastic cup and we put a little lima bean in it. And we watered it and we watched it grow. We got to see the roots spread and eventually a little sprout pop up. I couldn't tell you then, and I definitely couldn't tell you now, what exactly was going on inside the bean that made it sprout, what the biological mechanisms were. But I could tell you that it did sprout. And I could show you that it had sprouted. I could bear witness to what the lima bean was doing. That what we as Christians, what we as the church, that what we as the body of Christ can do is exactly that. We can show others the kingdom of God at work in the world. So imagine then that the kingdom of God is like a little lima bean in a plastic cup filled with dirt. When we see it growing roots and sprouting stalks and leaves, we get to tell others. We get to lead others to the cup and show them. We get to say, it's growing. This is what a lima bean in a plastic cup filled with dirt does. As Christians, our duty, our call, and our gift is that we, empowered by the Holy Spirit, can learn to see and discern the kingdom of God in our world. And because of that, we're called to pay attention to the ways in which God's kingdom is sprouting up all around us. And when we see that, we can name it. And when we can name it, we can say what's going on and we can show others and hopefully invite them into life, to the life of witnesses. Jesus came announcing the kingdom of God, and if we are the body of Christ in the world today, then we have to do the same thing. Some of y'all were here last week to hear Lisa Miles speak during adult ed about Orchard Hill's Homework Helps program, which St. Mark's will be partnering with in the fall. Her organization is helping to provide students food assistance as well as after-school help 2 days a week with a group of dedicated volunteers while offering various forms of support to parents in poorly resourced areas of the county. Orchard Hills is showing kids who have been dealt an unfair hand by an unfair world what the kingdom of God looks like. It looks like everyone, every child being loved and tended to and given everything they need to be who God created them to be. That's God reigning in the world. That's the seed of the kingdom sprouting in the world, and St. Mark's willingness to join with Lisa and to assist in that work is responding faithfully to God's kingdom. It's St. Mark's bearing witness to where it sees God's kingdom. The kingdom of God, though, isn't limited to just those things which Christians do. Sometimes the people of God can get into a mindset that says, if Christians aren't doing the thing, then it isn't of God. That if it's not explicitly Christian, then it can't be God. That unless it comes with a stick or stamp of approval, we don't have to pay attention to it. But friends, I think that's a dangerously wrong idea. If God's kingdom is like a seed scattered, then we shouldn't assume we know where it's going to pop up. We need to keep our hearts and our minds and our eyes open to the ways in which God will surprise us. God's kingdom covers the whole world and every aspect, every nook and cranny of human existence. God doesn't cede part of it to anyone, and nothing is out of bounds for God to touch, to redeem, to transform, and to use. It's all His, even when it doesn't seem like it should be. I hope that most of you are familiar with the Me Too movement. If you aren't, I encourage you to learn more about it. Broadly put, it's a movement of mainly women, but also men, who are coming forward and sharing stories of being abused, harassed, and assaulted. They are refusing to be silent in the face of widespread injustice and mistreatment. When I see the stories of women in this movement that have been shared, and when I see the ways in which my own friends and loved ones have been empowered to tell their stories of being hurt and attacked, when I see the sorts of people that are standing up and demanding to be treated with justice, dignity, and love, and who are demanding that others be treated with justice, dignity, and love, I see God's kingdom at work in the world. At first glance, Me Too has nothing to do with the church. It's not a Christian movement in any explicit way, but it has invited the church to pay attention. It's invited women and men in the church to speak up about the ways in which the church has been a site of harm and victimization. And when people do that, when people stand up to the work of calling out sin and darkness in our world, that is the kingdom of God. We see God's reign sprouting up in so many movements and communities all around us, but the kingdom of God isn't limited to just group settings. The kingdom of God can also be seen in our lives as individuals and in the lives of others. St. Paul, in our epistle reading today, talks about those who are in Christ being a new creation. Though the old has passed away, for many of us, we are still caught in this battle with the husk of the old. Through God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, though, we are being reworked and renewed in the image of God. We are being turned into sites where God can reign in the world. We are becoming living witnesses in our bodies to the kingdom of God. But that's hard, not always fun. Evelyn Waugh, the British Catholic author of Brideshead Revisited, has one of my favorite lines. He once wrote, "I always think to myself, I know I am awful, but how much more awful I should be without the faith." Many of us will put ourselves and others in a similar space. We see how much better we could be, and then we see how we actually are. It could be disappointing, and it could easily lead us to despair if it wasn't for the fact that we as Christians know that God's kingdom will triumph. That the seed that has been planted in each of us in baptism, and that is nourished week after week through the hearing of Scripture and the participation in the Eucharist, will blossom. It will come to fruition in our world and in our own lives. Every Sunday, Episcopalians and countless other Christians across the world come together and pray the Lord's Prayer. We pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." We aren't praying that God's kingdom way out there will come down here. Rather, we're praying that the kingdom of God that is already at work in the world, that is already established on earth, would come to full power, full fruition, full blossom. That what we see in fits and starts in our world, breaking into a world still haunted by sin and death, would be fully realized. Our job as Christians is to continue praying that prayer week in and week out, and to continue the work of bearing witness to the ways in which we see God's kingdom coming into this world, into our communities, and into our own lives in surprising, exciting, and life-giving ways. The kingdom of God is like a seed. It doesn't need our help to do its thing. All it needs for us to do is pay attention. Amen.